is the Open Question News Network podcast. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. According to Question Post, a 6-year-old Christian girl and her parents were brutally beaten and dragged out of their village in northern Vietnam because of their Christian faith, Open Doors UK reports. The family of three was forced out of their home and their bodies dragged over rocks to the entrance of the village after sustaining beatings that left the young girl in a coma for a month. Open Doors, an organization that serves persecuted Christians worldwide, said earlier this week that the 6-year-old girl has regained consciousness, but doesn't recall what happened to her and isn't able to recognize her parents. The family had stopped participating in their village's practice of worshipping their ancestors and received Christ, which angered the villagers and local authorities. Not long after, they were mocked, tied with ropes, and severely beaten while being dragged over rocky ground toward the entrance of the village, forcing them to leave, Open Doors reports. Members of their church later transported them to a hospital where they were treated for 3 days. According to Christian Post, an Alabama pastor whose 10-year-old daughter was killed in a grisly crash last Friday chose to walk through his pain at the pulpit Sunday with a soul-stirring rendition of I Won't Complain. According to WBRC, Ramiro Leonard died at 8:15 a.m. at Regional Medical Center after being involved in a 2-car crash on Alabama 21. Calhoun County Coroner Pat Brown said Ramiro's mother, Rashida S. Leonard, was driving north when she turned the 2002 Lexus she was driving left at an intersection near the 2200 block of Alabama Central Church in Anniston. Calhoun County Coroner Pat Brown said Ramiro's mother, Rashida S. Leonard, was driving north when she turned the 2002 Lexus she was driving left at an intersection near the 2200 block of Alabama 21, and a southbound Jeep hit the passenger side of the car. Since his daughter's death, Eugene Leonard Jr., who was the senior pastor at the Life Center Church in Anniston, has remained stoic in his musings on social media. He shared on his Facebook page on Saturday, Romans 8:28, "So we are convinced that if we detail our fellow life is continually woven together to fit into God's perfect plan of bringing good into our lives, for we are his lovers who have been called to fulfill his design purpose. My heart beateth now, my angel." According to Christian Headlines, 1 week after surpassing most prognostications, the faith-based film Overcomer is expanding. Overcomer, rated PG, will open in 100 additional theaters this weekend, according to Provident Films, one of the companies behind the movie. Overcomer opened in 1,723 theaters last weekend and grossed $8.1 million to finish third behind Angel Has Fallen and Good Boys, and ahead of Hobbs and Shaw and The Lion King. Its poor theater average, 4,728, ranked second among films in the top 20. It also earned an A-plus cinema score grade for moviegoers and a 98% audience score at Rotten Tomatoes. Kimball Myers, a film critic for the Los Angeles Times, gave Overcomer a positive score and said, "The movie has an emotionally effective conclusion that might persuade even the cynics to its cause." According to the Daily Mail, Hurricane Dorian is battling the northern Bahamas on Monday as a Category 4 with its strong 150-mile-per-hour winds and floodwaters that reached up to attics, sending locals scrambling to their rooftops for safety. On Monday morning, numerous casualties, including an 8-year-old boy, were reported on the Abaco Islands as the Bahamian government highlighted chilling reports of bodies floating in the wreckage, but an official number is yet to be released. Local authorities, inundated with distress calls, urged trapped residents on the ravaged island to grab flotation devices or find hammers to smash their way onto their roofs to avoid the rising floods. Dorian is continuing its path of destruction by swirling westwards at just 1 mile per hour and is expected to skirt along the Florida coast, where storm surges and tropical storm force winds are already breaking through. In the Bahamas, Dorian brought gusts of 225 miles per hour and up to 30 inches of rainfall on Sunday, wrecked 13,000 homes, tore down power lines, and left Grand Bahama International Airport in Freeport under 5 feet of water by Monday morning. Experts have also warned of a possible storm surge that could send destructive waves crashing into the coast. Dorian is the second strongest Atlantic storm on record and the joint strongest ever to make landfall after it barreled into the Bahamas with wind speeds of 185 miles per hour on Sunday. According to the Daily Mail, authorities on Sunday released a photograph showing the man who was allegedly responsible for the shooting rampage in western Texas that killed at least 7 people and wounded nearly 24 others. The gunman who carried out the mass shooting in Odessa, Texas, has been identified as 36-year-old Seth Atwar, 2 law enforcement officials told AP. Atwar was shot and killed by police in the parking lot of the Synergy Movie Theater in Odessa on Saturday afternoon. Police have previously said that the suspect was a white male in his 30s. About an hour before Atwar was named, Odessa Police Chief Michael Gork told reporters at a press conference that he would not reveal the shooter's identity because he did not want to give him notoriety. "I'm not going to give him any notoriety for what he did," Gork said. Gork said that authorities would eventually reveal the suspect's name, though he refused to do it in a public forum. According to Associated Press, 4 crew members trapped in the belly of an overturned cargo ship waited for nearly 36 hours in pitch darkness and oven-like heat, perched on pipes and railings above deep water before they were pulled to safety. Coordinators of the rescue said Tuesday. The South Korean sailors emerged Monday from a hole drilled through the steel-plated hull of the Golden Way, which flipped onto its side along the Georgia coast. 3 of them were found in the engine room after making tapping sounds all night to show they were alive and to help rescuers figure out where they were inside the massive vessel. The 4th had to be rescued from a partially submerged control room, trapped behind blast-proof glass that had to be cut with a diamond-tipped tool. "These guys were in the worst possible conditions you could imagine a human being to be in," said Tim Ferris, president of the salvage company Defiant Marine, which the U.S. Coast Guard called in to help plan and conduct the rescues. "They survived a ship's fire, a ship capsizing, landing on the side, 90 degrees in an engine room, not knowing what the conditions were in pitch black darkness." According to Reuters, almost 200 people were rescued attempting to make the dangerous crossing from North Africa to Spain on Monday, the Coast Guard said. The rescues come amid a debate in Spain over the role that charity boats should play in assisting government efforts after a Spanish non-governmental organization ship was at the center of a standoff with European states last month. In the Strait of Gibraltar, 73 people were rescued from 3 boats, among them 10 minors, Spanish rescue officers said. Another 110 people were rescued from 5 boats in the Alborán Sea, the majority of whom will be taken to the port of Malaga. Arrivals to Spain so far this year by mid-August were a little over 18,000, Interior Ministry data shows, a 39% reduction on the same period last year. According to Reuters, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu intends to annex all Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank, he said, reiterating an election promise made 5 months ago, but again giving no time frame. Settlements are one of the most heated issues in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Palestinians have voiced fears Netanyahu could defy international consensus and move ahead with the annexation, with possible backing from U.S. President Donald Trump, a close ally. With God's help, we will extend Jewish sovereignty to all the settlements as part of the biblical land of Israel, as part of the state of Israel, Netanyahu said in Sunday's speech in the West Bank settlement of Elkanah, where he attended a ceremony opening the school year. He did not say when he planned to make such a move. According to the Daily Beast, an arrest warrant was reported. According to the Daily Beast, an arrest warrant has reportedly been issued in Alabama for Los Angeles liquor store DeMarcus Cousins after he allegedly threatened his ex-girlfriend, ESPN reported Thursday. The Mobile Municipal Court website reportedly said Cousins has been charged with third-degree harassing communications, but no other details were made available. A police spokesperson confirmed the arrest warrant to USA Today Sports. Cousins' ex-girlfriend, Christy West, is reportedly seeking a restraining order against the NBA player after he allegedly called her and said he would put a bullet in her head when she declined to let their son go to his wedding. The NBA previously said it was investigating the matter, and the Lakers said they were gathering information about the incident. According to the Daily Beast, rapper Kanye West is slated to release his new album, Jesus is King, next month. West's wife, Kim Kardashian West, posted a photo on Twitter of what appeared to be a track list and a release date of September 27th. According to Pitchfork, the track list included Water, a song that West performed at his Coachella Sunday Surface performance earlier this year. The rapper released his most recent project album, Ye, last year. He announced that he would release another album, Yandi, in September 2018, but the project was postponed indefinitely. At his Sunday Surface performances, West, along with the choir, has performed covers of his old songs and other short tunes. According to ET, the legendary singer Dolly Parton teamed up with Australian Christian rock duo For King and Country on a remix of their song God Only Knows, and only ET has the exclusive behind-the-scenes video. This song was heaven sent, Parton says in the clip. I wanted to be a part of it because it just speaks to so many people out there that are having a hard time going through rough times. The music video came together after For King and Country's Joel and Luke Smallbone reached out to Parton, hoping she would sing on a remix of the song, which they released earlier this year. The deal was sealed over Skype when she was in Nashville and they were in LA. It's a beautiful song and I love singing it with them, Parton tells ET. I think we need this song in this day and time. According to Christianity Today, a Tennessee man was recently dealt two life sentences, freedom in Christ and life in prison. In a murder trial last Friday, defendant Danny Holmes opened with a 20-minute testimony where he confessed to killing a man 3 years ago, and then he recounted his spiritual transformation in prison since then, the Murfreesboro Daily News Journal reported. Instrumental to his confession was the song Redeemed by Christian rock band Big Daddy Weave. He brought the lyrics in a notebook to court. Mike Weaver, the band's eponymous lead singer, told Christianity Today he was blown away when he learned how God used his band's music in Holmes's life. Over the last handful of years, so many stories have come from God using that song, said Weaver, who lives north of Nashville in Mount Juliet, Tennessee, just 33 miles from the site of Holmes's crime in Murfreesboro. It is a message that is so dear to God's heart. The song emphasizes redemption and Christ's work to free us from our past sins and past selves. The line that sealed the deal for Holmes came from the fourth verse. Then you look at this person and say to me, son, stop fighting a fight that's already been won. Holmes accepted his life sentence and vowed to serve the Lord and spread the gospel while behind bars. I'm 30 years old and I've been fighting for nothing all my life. I've been fighting for gangs, homestead, and court. I ain't never fought for anything that made sense. But I knew the Lord was telling me to fight for him this time. I just knew he was drawing on my spirit. We foresaid he and were deemed co-writer, Benji Cowart, intend to visit homes in Pusan. You can read these stories and more at UrbanChristianNews.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has and he always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask him to come into your heart, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thanks for listening, and may God bless your day.